Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State men's soccer with head coach Michael Meacham. Midwestern State coming off a 2-0 loss to UT Dallas on Saturday night. I mean, you got to give UT Dallas a lot of credit. They came out with a game plan and executed it and maybe played the game of their life out there Saturday night at Stain Park.
I think we were pretty arrogant about the whole situation. I don't think we came with the right mentality that we needed to be able to battle through that. And so it's something that we need to, that we've addressed and we'll hopefully get better at it.
Where did that arrogance come from?
I mean, we're dealing with 18 and 23 year olds there. They wake up arrogant. So,
is it because UT Dallas is a new team in the
LSC? No, I don't think it had anything to do with UT Dallas. I think it just had to do with us. You know, we could see it the day before in training and some things like that. They just got a little complacent and they got a little arrogant and they got bit. That's the bottom line.
So you didn't think your team, I mean, the assessment of your team is that you don't think you played your best game, which I'm not saying you did.
No. I mean, I don't think anybody that's ever watched us play can say that we did. I'm just being honest with all you guys. I think they were extremely arrogant and it was a little bit disappointing.
I mean, I was a little bit and I'm guessing you probably were not, but I was a little bit surprised about how good UT Dallas is.
No, I mean, Hirsch has done a good job there for a long, long time, and they'll work real hard, and they have their identity, and it's tough to break down and to go and to fight against. So, I mean, I think that those guys did a fantastic job of what they were supposed to do, and I think we did not handle the occasion the way it should have been handled.
And your team had been on a roll. You had a four-match winning streak. Do you think it's just a case of your team not being able to handle success?
I wouldn't say it's quite that.
It's probably not that simple.
I don't think that they can. They're just not quite willing to be consistent enough all the time.
I guess the reason I say that is we've now seen this a couple of times from the team where you'll get on a roll, looks like you've kind of found yourself, and then there's a setback.
Yeah, it's the consistency aspect. It's the willing to work every day to keep achieving what you want to achieve and are achieving or have achieved and things like that. And I'm not saying that the boys don't want to win.
Everybody wants to win, though.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that we're willing to do what it takes to win every single day.
So what have the training sessions been like since the UT Dallas game?
I haven't seen them. I'll see them today.
So they've had some time off.
They've had some time off, so we'll see how they...
What would you expect to see?
I expect to see a lot better attitude. There are going to be a lot of changes on the 11. We'll put it that
way. I mean, you're playing a lot of guys as it is.
We're going to be playing a lot of new guys if they don't show up today.
And this is one thing. You've got a big roster.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have the ability to do it, and we've shown that, and we can produce when we do what's necessary to do that. And Saturday we didn't do that.
Let's go back to the Dallas Baptist game where you won that game 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the way that game started. I mean, you've gotten 2 goals in 5 minutes. You knew that was a really, really tough place to play, and you kind of had a little bit of edge to you. You could a little bit of tension to you, a little bit of excitement to you, a little nervous to you. Like you were able to do that, and that's the result that you can get. And it's not like we walked through DBU. They had some really, really good chances, and they did some really, really good things, and changed a little bit in the second half, and really kind of caused some problems. Even they caused a problem or two in the first half, but they caused some real problems in the second half. And we were able to kind of sustain it for a longer period of time and then catch them in a good moment for us to get the third and kind of put it to bed. But, yeah, I mean, but they kind of came out with a willingness to run, a willingness to track, a willingness to communicate, you know, willingness to deal with different situations and problem solve, which, you know, was good.
So when you talk about arrogance, you're saying there's not a willingness to do those things. Is that?
Yeah, they didn't. They're not willing to do it all the time. And I have to do a better job of getting them to understand what it takes to win every day.
Because what it's kind of a fine line, isn't it, between being a confident team, maybe even almost a cocky team, and being an arrogant team.
Yeah, and a lot of it can kind of go in body language and, you know, reactions to things and things like that. And I don't know, it probably sounds me being really, really negative and that sort of stuff. But we've seen them. Our highs are way too high and our lows are way too low. Like, we need to be a 7 every day. And Saturday we were a 2. And on Wednesday we were a 7.
So is it a lack of intensity that they bring to the pitch, or?
A lack of maturity, lack of understanding. All of it. I mean, it's just, it's a new group. It's a young group. It's not super experienced all the time. I think that they're, I think you're in that type of a season in that, and well, that this part of the season where you're right around like midterms.
Right.
Right. And their heads are in a little bit different space. You know, they're thinking about other things sometimes, and everything's a little bit of a nuisance now. So it picks at you a little bit more, like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
And now you're in the middle of it. And it's hard. And I don't think people all the time want to deal with hard the right way. But we'll deal with hard the right way on a Tuesday at 3:30.
I'm not interested in dealing with hard. Yeah. But the one thing we have seen from your team, as we mentioned, you go on a roll and then you have a setback. But it seems like every time you respond, you've been able to come out and play even better.
Yeah, I mean that's what you're supposed to do. I mean you're supposed to do that all the time, not just when something bad happens. but sometimes we wait to get punched in the mouth before we want to do that.
So you've got 4 remaining games in the regular season. West Texas is up next. You don't have a midweek match, so you'll play that game Saturday afternoon. I believe it's 2:30 kickoff at Stang Park on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've kind of already addressed this, but I'm curious what the training sessions are like and what does having – for lack of a better word, a bye, not playing a midweek match, how does that affect your preparation?
This week will be hard, especially Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be pretty hard. And then Friday we'll kind of implement a little bit more of what West Texas will do and what we can do and that sort of stuff. But the one thing really good about West Texas for their end is they've always changed a little bit when they've competed against us. So we kind of go in thinking one thing and they've done something completely different. So we've kind of, I don't know, lack of a better term, we just kind of like thrown that away and just focus on us
right
against them. Not really. We'll do the details of like finding out like who their best players are, what their keys are, like who they kind of look for in those moments. But like the setup of like a stylistic way that they'll do certain things or play a certain shape or something like that. Like that's what I mean by kind of like throw that away. We'll just kind of look at key players and things like that and how we can take certain situations away from those key players.
When you say you focus on yourself, what is that focus?
Just like we talked about a few minutes ago, like just an attitude.
It's not schematics. It's not X's and O's.
No. I mean, I don't think it's anything wrong with our team shape or the ideas that we play. It's just being brave enough to do it for 90 minutes and not just, you know, 20 minutes at a time or 40 minutes at a time or something like that.
I get the sense from talking to you a little bit that this has been a kind of a tough season for you. Just trying to figure out your team a little bit. No.
I mean, I think we've got a pretty good idea of what they can do when they apply themselves. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job of kind of figuring that out. I mean, that's kind of what the first three or four weeks of the season is. You really got to find out, especially for us this year, with some new faces and things like that, really finding out like what pushes their buttons and things like that, or what really they feel most comfortable with and thing and certain ideas. So I think we've got players in the right areas of the field and that sort of stuff. It's just, you know, the commitment level and the intensity and the urgency and, you know, those sorts of things once they get in that area. I mean, you just look at the stats alone. I mean, like, you have our top two goal scorers in Parker and Allen. They combined for one shot. Like, you're just not going to win games when your best players aren't taking shots. Now, you look on the other aspect of it. You were able to bring, like, Derek Espinal in, and I thought he was very good on the day. Unfortunately, he didn't score, but he created a lot of problems for him and stuff like that. And you're getting like 7-8 shots from him with like 3 or 4 of those on goal. Now all of a sudden, like, now that's, we should be thriving off of his confidence. And then, like, you just kind of look at, you know, I'm not blaming the result on Parker and Allen by any means. However, you know, you've got 20 some odd points between the two of them, and they get one shot. It's just not, it's not good enough. And it's not something that, like, UTD did to stop them.
You were reading my mind, because I was about to ask. Was
it not something that they
did UT
they
Dallas take those guys out of the game?
No, I mean, it was still, Allen was able to get on the ball. Parker was able to get on the ball. It's just like, it's time for those guys, players like that, in those situations of, like, when you're playing an important game at home, for lack of better terms, to go top of the table and kind of stay at top of the table. And now everybody's still trying to chase you. Now all of a sudden you're chasing everybody. So I think that I'm not saying the occasion got too big or anything like that, but like I said, I truly believe their minds were somewhere else.
As you take a look at the table, do you feel like you can get back to the top of the table? You're only 1 point behind UT Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that there's 3 matches left, and you're playing for 9 points, obviously. But it's not in your hands anymore. The only thing that's in your hands is 9 points. Like, you try to go out and get 9 points, but if someone else does that first, then you're out. You know, you're out of luck. You're out of shape. But we'll just see how they kind of answer the bell and see what kind of attitude they bring for Saturday.
Well, I appreciate you answering the bell and coming in and doing anytime. This podcast today. I still think you're a little more frustrated than maybe you've been.
No, frustration is definitely not the word. Angry is the word.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I'll buy that.
I'm extremely disappointed and angry at them. Like, I've never felt that way. Like, and I'm pretty disappointed, pretty angry with them.
Well, I'm glad you came here.
No, it's my pleasure. I love talking to you guys and that sort of stuff.
That's Michael Meacham, the men's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Be at Stang Park Saturday afternoon as the rivalry is renewed between West Texas and Midwestern State. Should be a great match. Should be a great day for soccer. Hope to see you out there. I'm Pete Stein. So long.